Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Ronald McDonald House Charities do a fantastic job all year round. They support families that need to travel to Perth while their child's receiving treatment at PMH. And they've got a dinner coming up in Albany on the 4th of May. We'll give you some details shortly. But on the line now is Darren Tyrrell from McDonald's Albany. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you, mate?
Excellent, Darren. And you've got a very special guest coming to Albany soon.
We have. We've got Adam Gilchrist coming to Albany. He's agreed to be our keynote speaker at our charity event being held on the 4th of May.
And where can people head along to for this?
Well, the event is a dinner, and it's being held at Motel Le Grand on the 4th of May.
Adam Gilchrist, one of the most successful players in all forms of the game over the last 20, 25 years. Really interested to hear what he has to say on the 4th of May. And where can people get tickets for this prestigious event?
Terry, online, mate. We're all the bookings for the event is through the humanitix.com website. Humanitix.com event, an evening with Gilly.
And Darren, Ronald McDonald House provides a home away from home for families from regional areas, and they've provided 674 nights of accommodation to 59 different Albany families at the cost of over $130,000. In fact, this is over 2.5 years.
That's right, yes. Only 2.5 years is really staggering. The house in Perth actually opened in 1990, but there's actually now a new house which opened only 2.5 years ago. So staggering numbers, you know, 59 Albany families in our community have used the house.
And the new Ronald McDonald House is conveniently located next to the new Children's Hospital, which is opening in a few weeks' time.
It is, yes. 47 state-of-the-art rooms. The house has actually, as I said, been open for 2.5 years. But as we all know, there's been some problems with the hospital itself. But that's all ironed out now, I think.
And Triple M is proud to be behind the Go for 2 and 5 Gallipoli Run. It's coming up on the 6th of May. And on the line now is Steve Stringmore. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. The Gallipoli Run's been running in Albany for a little while now, hasn't it?
We actually started off the year when you had the opening ceremony for the Anzac Memorial up on top of Mount Adelaide. So we've been going this is probably our sixth one now.
And the event is designed to celebrate the Anzac spirit and also provide a platform for the community so they can show their support for the Anzac tradition.
Most definitely. And one of the things is majority of the funds raised all go to the RSL and the legacy.
And Stephen, tell us about the courses that people can take part in. I believe there's a couple of on offer.
Okay, there's two courses. There's a 5K course which starts in Stirling Terrace and virtually runs along on the bottom of the two mounts there, and it ends up on the scenic run around the bottom of Mount Adelaide all the way through to Middleton Beach. The 8K run that has a detour and it goes up Memorial Drive on Mount Clarence. It does a turn around, come back and join the main course. That's a really tough course, and it's only for those who are courageous down in Albany.
There are a few of us that are courageous. Might get a few in that one. Big response there.
Yes, so we're looking forward to having a large crowd because this is the year that celebrates the end of World War One. So we've been doing it for 5 years, and we did an extra one year. So that's our sixth year. But this celebrates the end of World War One. So this is a very, very special one. And so we're really looking forward to coming down and with the people of Albany getting behind us.
The Go for 2 and 5 Gallipoli Run, it's coming up on the 6th of May. That's a Saturday morning. Steve, what time do people need to get down there?
The race starts at 8 o'clock. So if they got there around about 7:30, between 7 and 7:30, give them ample time to warm up and they'll all be ready to go right on 8 o'clock.
The Go for 2 and 5 Gallipoli Run. And where can people register?
Register at the www.waathletics.org.au under the Gallipoli banner.
All right, don't miss out. The Go for 2 and 5 Gallipoli Run coming up on the 6th of May, supported by 783 Triple M. Steve Stringmore, looking forward to getting a lot of participants on the day.
Thank you very much.
Every year on Triple M, we raise money for the Triple M Regional Assistance Fund, which helps out local families that need to travel while their child's receiving treatment at one of the hospitals in Perth. And it's Give Me Five for Kids. And this year, we've got a little project together with the Great Southern Street Machine Association. We're going to be doing up a vehicle and we're going to be auctioning it off at the Triple M Show and Shine in September. And the project is underway and every week we'll give you updates on how it's going and what help we're looking for. And back with us from the Great Southern Street Machine Association, I've got Christine Sargent. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How did it go on the weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. A lot of sanding done. So
the bonnet got sanded, so I'm not 100% sure if it got finished, but sanding. And then the guys doing the motor, so we have some mechanics doing the motor. They've pulled it apart and starting to clean it up and everything like that. And I have to say thank you to Auto One, because they have been so good in helping us with the, you know, those parts, the sanding and the parts for the motor.
Is there a sequence in which parts of the car need attention first up over others when you're redoing a vehicle?
Yeah, pretty much. We've got like two teams, so somebody's working on the motor, the gearbox and everything. And the other
team. The motor's separate, is it?
Yeah, they've taken the motor out. Right. So, and the other team are working on the body work and everything like that. So the interior's been taken out, so it's doesn't look like much of a car at the moment, but so it's
no photos, please.
Getting...
You might scare the kids.
Yes. Yeah. But it's, you know, so we have those two groups going at the moment, but, you know, each thing, you know, there is different things that can be done even on the body. So, like this week, we're looking for brakes. You know, anyone that can help us with any of the brake pads or calipers, the drums, rotors, master cylinders and stuff like that. So, any brake people out there, we need your help.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty around Albany. If you can help us out, give us a call here, 132710. You can drop us a message on the Facebook page, Triple M Albany, as we put this beautiful vehicle together. And just a reminder, Christine, this is a work in progress now. Look, and as you said, it probably doesn't look like much now, but come September, long weekend, Queen's birthday, Triple M Show and Shine, yep, we're going to be auctioning it off for charity.
Yes, we are. So, you know, and that's just a really exciting thing. So it's something really good that the whole community can actually get in on as well and help actually build this car for that regional assistance fund.
All right, Project VH Commodore, if you can help us out. We're looking for brakes this week. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a message on the Facebook page any time of the day or night, Triple M Albany, and let's put this beautiful machine together. Christine Sargent from the Great Southern Street Machine Association, thanks for giving us another update, and hopefully we can get some brakes this week.
No worries. Thanks, Terry.
If you could rename your job to something sophisticated to make it sound a little bit more exciting, what would it be? I mean, for me, radio announcer, we could be director of audio mass communications, truck driver, heavy vehicle transportation controller. Pete, how could you enhance your job title?
They call me village care and maintenance.
What do you do with yourself? What's your real job?
Well, I'm a maintenance man in a lifestyle village in Oyster Harbour there.
Oh, that doesn't need any enhancing, does it?
Not really, I suppose. Lifestyle for the job, lifestyle for the... where I work.
Yeah, every day's a holiday out there, it seems.
Well, it is for them. They seem to think it is for me too. If they'd stop talking to me, I could get some work done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, ain't that the truth?
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot today, $3,700. Sounds of Albany, you need to tell us what this is and where you can find it. We know it's something sporty. We know it's something indoors. We know it's something handheld. You need to fill in the blanks. 132710. Charles on the line. G'day, Charles.
Hey, how are you, Terry?
Very good. I don't think we've had a chat.
Yeah, once before, yeah.
Oh, once? Okay. Oh.
Yeah, just once.
Long time listener, first time or first couple of times on the phone.
Yes, yeah.
Something like that. Charles, I want to brighten your Tuesday with $3,700. What do you reckon it is?
I'm going to have another guess. I'm going to say, is it a hockey ball hitting a guardrail, like so indoor hockey? At ALAC.
A hockey ball hitting a guardrail.
Yeah. Well, like the side rails in a hockey match, indoor hockey match.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to hit it out of the field. Out of bounds.
Thank you anyway, Terry.
Sorry. Thanks, Charles.
That's right. Thank you.
Tanya's on the line. G'day, Tanya.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Very good. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's a indoor hockey ball hitting the boards down at ALAC.
Yeah, we've just had that one. We've had a similar answer
really?
There.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the one we want, I'm sorry. Nothing to do with hockey.
No, okay.
There's a hint.
Yep.
See you then. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yeah, Sounds of Albany. It will return tomorrow at $3,720 with Fair Dinkum Sheds, only on Triple M.